If you call the group the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors, you'll hear this message.
If you have found an injured bird, please place the bird gently in the bottom of a brown paper sack. A grocery bag is just fine. Please put the bag with the bird in it in a quiet, dark place that's warm inside, please.
That's the voice of the group's founder and director, Robbie Hunsinger. She's followed those same instructions herself hundreds of times. During migration season, in a single night, thousands of birds fly over Chicago. They're attracted to the lights on tall buildings and crash into the windows. Hunsinger and other volunteers get up before dawn so they can rescue the injured birds before the rats and gulls get them. After a morning of picking up injured birds, Hunsinger has filled her car with brown paper bags containing hurt swallows and cuckoos. Then she's driven up to 3 hours round trip to get the birds to wildlife rehabilitators. She's even cared for some of those birds herself. Hunsinger has filled her music studio with mesh cages and used up all her dishes for food and water. She says she decided to do something to help the birds 3 years ago after she saw 80 dead birds one morning in just a small area downtown.
It was horrendous. Everywhere we looked, there were birds, and they kept coming down. I mean, they were still hitting when we were out there. So you're standing there, and birds are falling out of the sky.
Hunsinger says she found the fallen birds clustered on the sidewalks just as the busy city began to wake.
It was rather surrealistic, especially as the light, as the sun came up, people started coming to work. People are stepping over birds everywhere. People in suits, people in high heels, you know, coming from the train stations, going to their jobs in the loop.
Hunsinger says something changed in her that day. She says she could no longer be an armchair conservationist, so she formed a group of volunteers to help her save the birds. But rescuing injured birds didn't seem to be enough, so now she's working with biologists, architects, and bird watchers to make buildings safer for birds. Chicago already asked the managers of its tall buildings to turn out the lights at night during migration to avoid attracting the birds, but it's become clear that something more has to be done to prevent so many birds from crashing into the building windows. This spring, the city and the Chicago Ornithological Society will host what's believed to be the first conference on bird-friendly design. Those who've studied it say the problem is that birds don't recognize glass.
Their glass surface will act as a perfect mirror.
That's biology professor Daniel Clem Jr. of Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania. He estimates that collisions with windows kill 1 billion birds a year in the U.S.
A bird is not capable of determining that image on the glass surface is not a real tree, and it attempts to fly to it, or it attempts to fly to light seen in the window as if it was a passageway to safety, and the bird gets whacked and dies.
Clem says installing windows at an angle or using patterned glass can help. So can shades or decals. Clem's also pushing for research to develop special glass or coatings that would be invisible to humans but visible to birds. It's a new field. Limiting bird crashes isn't part of building design. Ellen Grimes is an assistant architecture professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Grimes says architects think about light, heat, power, water, and human traffic, but not about bird traffic.
When architects have approached sustainable design, it's been an engineering question. But there has not been a lot of consideration of biological interactions.
Grimes acknowledges the issue of protecting birds might be a hard sell because it might mean compromising other design elements. But she's hoping bird-friendly design becomes as much a part of green buildings as energy efficiency. The rescue group's Robbie Hunsinger says we share the migrating birds with other nations. We have an obligation to be good stewards of the birds.
This can be fixed. And these are our buildings. And we should do it. We, by God, should do it.
Meanwhile, Hunsinger is among a group of bird watchers who are pushing for a center in downtown Chicago to care for injured birds that collide with the building windows. She'd like to keep the cages out of her home music studio so she can actually practice music. For the GLRC, I'm Lynette Kalsnes.